This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water.
Melting snow across much of Wisconsin means it's time for many farmers to increase spreading of manure on their fields to get ready for spring planting. But it's also a risky time because some of that animal waste can run off the soil and into groundwater, streams, and lakes. Some farmers are trying ways to reduce the runoff, but not all people living next to the fields are satisfied. Chuck Kornbach reports.
In some parts of Wisconsin, growers have enrolled in government-organized demonstration projects where newer methods try to keep more soil and manure on the land. One project continuing this spring is in rural Brown County near Greenleaf. As a dog barks nearby, farmer Dan Brick reaches to the ground in a moist field and pulls up small plants.
Yeah, so this is barley. Where you see the green, it's either winter wheat or winter triticale that we would have had in there.
Those species and about 10 others were planted last fall as what's known as cover crops. Manure was injected into the soil instead of being sprayed or spread more widely. The idea is maintaining vegetation on the land will reduce winter and springtime erosion. Being more careful with manure application will keep more nutrients like phosphorus on the field and out of nearby surface water where the chemical can spur unwanted plant growth like lots of algae. Brick says when he looks at these acres now, he gets very excited.
5 years ago, I would have thought, we got to work this field to get it to grow a crop. I'm realizing that we don't have to now. We can just go ahead and plant into it.
Brick says the residue of the cover crops won't get in the way of planting corn. Brick's farm, called Brickstead Dairy, is one of seven that are part of the Lower Fox Demonstration Farms Network, organized by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Coordinator Barry Bubles says the number of acres enrolled in the five-year-old project is growing, but he acknowledges some farmers want to keep with their tradition of planting on bare ground or maybe don't have the time or money to try newer techniques.
We have more farmers to try and assist, but I'm confident that, with this demonstration farm network, that we're going to be able to continue to spread the concepts of soil health.
But in the meantime, some neighbors of farms complain about runoff getting into their drinking water wells or otherwise spoiling their property. Sandhill cranes fly over a farm in Mequon. His longtime neighbor, Ben Arnold, looks across his back fence. Even though the farm field does have a cover crop, Arnold says runoff has polluted his backyard for years.
It's as black as black coffee sometimes with the runoff. When the hay crop is cut off in the fall, there's nothing holding the nutrients on that land.
Arnold says manure or the weed killer atrazine have gotten into ponds, killing fish and frogs. The state of Wisconsin says it's well aware of ongoing problems with contaminated runoff. The state ag department may soon add rules that would affect the nutrient management plans farmers have to develop before spreading manure and other fertilizer. DATCAP's Sarah Walling says additional restrictions would cover when, where, and how much of the nutrients can be applied.
All of which is really intended to help increase the protections for surface water and groundwater, but while also making sure that the crops are able to receive the nutrients, the nitrogen, the phosphorus, and potassium that they need to also be productive.
Walling says the state would increase its cost sharing with farmers. But soon, a key part of the federal effort to curb runoff may be in jeopardy. President Donald Trump wants to eliminate the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which has helped pay for the demonstration project in Brown County. Farmer Dan Brick says that would be disappointing.
We've come a long ways with this, and, we're almost to the finish line.
Once the budget battles are over, Wisconsin farmers and their neighbors will have a better idea of who's still fighting contaminated runoff. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.